Hi there, Pierre. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details and answer any questions. Also, though, to apply a reduced rate for your younger company. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Not bad. How about you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you very much for asking. So Tara's job this morning is to help me find the one company that we can work with and close out the category for this particular listing. Now, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I notice you've got a verified listing on Google and a Google My Business website. Is that something that you did yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. So you definitely see a value to being found online. And, of course, every business should at least have a PIN verified listing. As I'm sure you know, though, it is basically like a digital business card. It's not enough content to have you pop up for people who don't already know the name of your company. But for people who do know the name of your company or are looking for you specifically, they can see that listing and see your website. What our job would be to do would be to attach to that existing listing all of the content that Google and Bing search engines look for, index, and ultimately do use to determine what companies they'll display on the first page. So what kind of backlink to it, you know, a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, you'd have almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them indexed and very important to Google and Bing. And in fact, the companies that are on the first page of a search for keywords are only there because they have more content online relating to that search than their competitors have. So even as a very young company with the right optimization, your company can pop up on that first page ahead of your competitors, and of course you'll get phone calls. Now, Tara says you're willing to travel pretty much anywhere in Massachusetts. So we would also do Google paid ads, right? The Google ads appear at the very top of the page, and that's going to get you found very quickly throughout a much larger target audience and service area. And so you're getting both search engine marketing, the paid ads, and search engine optimization, which is going to get you showing up in the local pack or the map that pops up right near the top of the page. And, of course, as I mentioned, the real power of this particular listing is that people will find you, pick up the phone, and call you without already knowing the name of your company. And, in fact, for most of us, you know, for many of the services we need, we don't always know who to call, you know, and nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. You know, we jump on a smartphone, hop on a computer, type in a couple of keywords, and find someone, usually someone on the first page that we're going to call. So, you know, it is a month-to-month service that we'll be providing here for you. No contract. And, of course, our job is just to make sure that your phone is ringing. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a, I mean, you got a partner, but do you have a crew? I mean, how much more work can you take on?
Yeah, I have a crew. I know I have a couple
guys. You do?
I have a couple guys ready to go.
You have some help. You do. So you're actually looking to grow your company, and Tara says you're looking to expand your service area too. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
This is gonna help you to get those phone calls near home and farther away, at least where you're willing to travel, and you'll probably go a little bit farther for the right type of work. And then I know that you've got that Google My Business website right now. Our job will be to make sure that
I saw
this phone number. I did a search for F&J Douglas with this phone number, and then I did see you've got a Yelp listing already. Now, if you didn't already have the Yelp listing, we would have created one for you because it is one of the directories that Google indexes. And although it is more known to the public, it's not any more important to Google as than something like, you know, Great It All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu, Foursquare, or even stuff that nobody's ever heard of, like Opendi, Point.com.
So we'll create. Yeah,
we'll create the content that the search engines want to see, and that's going to get your phone ringing. Now, we could also do a website for you. I know you've got the landing page, the Google My Business landing page. And it is, of course, Google compliant. I mean, Google made it, right? It's mobile optimized. It reformats and stacks on itself for a smaller screen, like a smartphone. And it is HTTPS, the S meaning, of course, that it is a secure website. Of course, it's that plain white background, and, you know, it's just got some testimonials on it, got a couple of photos. It's actually more developed than a lot of the Google sites that I see. And we can promote your website. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with the website. A lot of people will call you if that website's on that first page. I would, though, be willing to include, since you're right at 6 months, a website for you at no additional cost, meaning we would build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, a little more conversion-driven, user-friendly, more photos, more content. You'd still have testimonials on there, more information about the actual services that you provide and things like that. So we can include that for you at no additional cost, and, of course, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. Now, as far as pricing goes, you also would qualify for a new in-business rate. Under a year, you get the lowest rate that we offer, but that rate would stay with you even if you or when you stay and become a well-established company. It's a promotional rate, but it's not an introductory rate. In truth, it really is kind of an assistance program for younger businesses. While the service is month to month, we've been doing this for almost 17 years. December 17th will be our 17-year anniversary. And we know our clients stay with us long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page. So we try to make it affordable, especially for younger companies. You would see a savings of a little over 50%. And in this case, it would save you exactly $300 every month. And it does bring your rate down from what would otherwise be $599 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $299. And again, that $299 would never go up. It is also an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. You don't pay for the click, the call, the lead, or the job. You do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It would only ever be that same flat rate. Now, obviously, you wouldn't have gotten your Google listing if you didn't see a value to being found online. This is going to get you out there for people who don't already know the name of your company, and they'll be able to call you directly. That's what you want, right? Yeah. I mean, it's the old football adage. You know, on any given Sunday, you know, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. I'm not saying that you're the worst. In fact, you could be the best, but until we get you on that first page, especially as a younger company, it's hard for people to pick up the phone and call you. You know, you don't have a lot of word of mouth yet. You don't have repeat business yet, but you'll get that. You know, Google's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new client we send your way becomes a partner, someone who might use you for life, a customer who can refer you also to their friends and family. So since it is a month-to-month service, and like I said, we're actively looking for the one company to work with, I'm sure this is something you would want for your business, right?
Yes.
Okay. Would you want us to build a website for you, something a little more conversion-driven, more user-friendly, more content, more photos, more compelling reasons why someone who sees you on the first page should call you? Okay, yeah. I mean, not everyone who sees you on the first page will decide to call you. You won't be the only company on that first page. The ones that do call you, though, especially after they see the website that we built, they're pretty serious about hiring you. You know, they're hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. Now, of course, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, Pierre. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. You'll know how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, are you doing both residential and commercial work, or do you have a preference?
Just
residential. Okay, gotcha. So the reason I'm asking is the content that we'll create will be very tailored to your business and the services you provide, very targeted marketing. So, of course, on the website, on all the directories, we'll make sure that we're focusing on attracting the high-end residential clients. And, of course, the Google Ads, too. The Google Ads are going to be up and running very quickly. It takes us about 3 or 4 business days to build your website, but your Google Ads are going to be up and running and attached to that website right away. And that, again, we'll target, we can target specific cities, zip codes, subdivisions even, where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found by those higher end residential clients. Now, you'll always know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. There'll be a contact form on the website so they can, you know, maybe contact you after hours and let you know where they live and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form on the website, you do get a text message and you also will get an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And of course, whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contact you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. And then anything they type into that lead form will also repopulate on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even do know who to follow up with. Now, Pierre, did you have any questions for me at this point?
My question is, if I pay you guys to do that, do I still need to pay Yelp? Because Yelp is kind of taking, you know, it's charging me a lot. So
it's an expensive service, especially for what you get. So you would be able to stop paying Yelp because we will make sure that you have a community Yelp listing. Like I said, if you didn't already have one, we would have created one for you. So you can definitely stop paying that service. And, you know, boy, I tell you, to be honest with you, although a lot of people know Yelp, most people really use it for a restaurant or a hair salon, that type of thing. Not a lot of people are going on there looking for a quality contractor to come out to their home. But we do create that content because it's important to Google, but not any more important than any of the other directories.
Okay.
So how much are you paying with Yelp right now? I've heard it can be over like $300 or $400 a month, I've heard sometimes.
No, they say $900
a month?
Yeah, a month.
Wow. And that's
but to be honest, I can't lie. I can't lie. You know, I already got like 6 customers in 2 days.
You're paying for enhanced placement on Yelp, basically, so you show up ahead of your competitors when someone is doing a search on Yelp. But if you're getting customers off of Yelp, you're gonna love being found on Google because, of course, not everyone uses Yelp, but pretty much everyone uses Google. And if they don't use Google, they use Bing, the other search engine, and you're gonna be found there as well. And boy, you're gonna save a lot of money. Our rate is a flat rate of $299, and if you're paying $900 a month for Yelp, boy, you're going to be pocketing that $600 every month and not looking back. You know, you're going to get a steady stream of high-end calls. And, of course, you've got photos, not just the ones that are on the Google My Business website, right? You've got other photos, too, that we can use for your website
yeah.
that we'll build. Okay, so I wanted to let you know that the building of the website is included, as well as the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website. All of that is included at no additional cost. So as we start sending you more jobs, you can keep on taking photos. We can always add more photos to the website.
Yes.
There would never be any additional costs for us to do that. Now, I do see it as FNJ. It's FNJ Duckless with the and between the F and the J being the ampersand, not the word A-N-D spelled out, right? Is the symbol for the word?
So, yeah, you're talking about the sign?
Yeah. The and sign. I like it that way because it grabs someone's attention. And then I did notice that there's an 19 Aetna Street in Fall River as an address. Do you see customers come to you there? I mean, you're service based. Obviously, you have to go out to the property to do the work. But do customers ever come to you?
No.
Is that your home address?
Yeah, that's my home address. I don't have an office yet.
Oh, that's perfectly fine. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. In fact, even if it were a shop or a small office, if you don't see customers coming to you, Google would actually prefer that we don't list that address. And then the D in duck list, I notice, is not capitalized. We would want to capitalize that. So, of course, you'll maintain ownership of that listing. If you didn't already have one, we would have set it up with you as the owner anyway. We will ask for managerial access, though, so we can add the website and add all the backlinks to it as well. We'll capitalize the D and we'll hide that address on there. And then, Pierre, is your first name, Kara has it spelled P-I-E-R-R-E?
Yes.
And then what is your last name, sir?
My last name is Florent, F as in Frank, L-E-U-R-A-N-T.
You said also F like...
Yeah, F as in Frank, F as in Larry, uh-huh. E as in F, U as in umbrella.
Uh-huh.
R as in route, A, Apple, N, and C, E as in thumb.
Gotcha. That's exactly how I have that spelled. And
yeah,
a couple of those letters sound like others, F's and S's and T's and C's and things like that, but I did have that spelled correctly. And then that's Florent, right? Is that how you spell it? Or how you pronounce it, I should say?
Yeah. Right.
Okay. And then, Pierre, what is a good email address either for you or for your company? Like I said, when someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message and an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically. If not, it'll be hidden, but still attached to the contact form. What is a good email address for you or the web, or for the company?
It's FJ,
mm-hmm.
Douglas at gmail.com.
So basically the name of the business, of course, you can't have the symbol, and you chose not to spell out the A-N-D. So fjduckless@gmail.com. Certainly close enough to the business name that we will list it physically on your website. It will also be connected to the contact form, and we will, when necessary, use it to contact you regarding your account. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email that out to you. But a lot of the times we'll call you or text you. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you regarding your account?
It doesn't matter. You can call me.
Yeah, perfect. Any or all. There's going to be some redundancy built in. If we call you and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message, maybe send a text, that type of thing. So it's good to have those options. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. I'll have a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's where we kind of dot the I's, cross the T's, talk about all the services you provide, where you really want to be found specifically. We want to make sure we've got the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business if you want for us to brand you as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions.
Well, I have a logo, but if you have a better one, that'd be best. That'd be good,
I can see part of it on the Google listing. It circles and just shows like the FJ, and then I can only see like the CTL and the F on the duck list there.
I have one thing I have to say. So the duck list, it's duck list, but here's the thing. A lot of people don't understand what duck list is, but really we do ministry.
Oh,
so,
I gotcha.
So we want people to do that too.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, we can talk to you about the logo options and things like that. You know, we're going to cover all of that and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. What I'll do now to secure the listing for F&J Duckless is to read what's called a voice verification. It's actually required of us. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is month to month, that we would include the website for you. The other thing that I'll do for you, partly because you are a younger company, but also I know you're going to love this and be happy to stop paying for the Yelp listing. I want to make this as affordable for you as I can. Now, the setup fee that attaches to the first month is usually $299, and it's not for the website. It's for the 70 different directories that we'll create for you, what we call a NAPW audit, which stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So we'll make sure that there's no physical address appearing online for your business and that any information that's already out there is accurate and consistent, and to fix it if it is not. That's why there's usually a $299 setup fee. But I'm going to take $200 off of your setup fee. It would, in fact, just be a one-time setup fee of $99. You're saving $500 in your first month, and every month after that, you'll continue to save that $300. So I do want to read that. It'd be with the one-time setup fee, it'd be $398 to get started. The website's included, and then every month moving forward that you choose to use the service, it will drop down to that $299.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay?
But one thing before you go. Sure. When do I have to pay that? Is it at the end of the month, or how does
it work? Well, it bills the day you start, and the voice verification is clear about that. It bills the day that you start, and then it would bill on the same day every month. So today's the 19th.
So my first bill, I'm going to get it at the end of the month?
It would bill today for $398 and every month moving forward at $299 on the 19th.
Okay.
Did you?
What if, I don't mind paying the money and everything, but how, like, Yelp, like, obviously I don't mind paying it because my first 2 days, I already like it. I would have canceled. You know,
yeah, sure.
I wanted to transfer. But how do I know, you know, it's going to be the best? It all sounds good, but. Is there any option I can pay, at the end of the month or something to see how it works? You know, because I don't want to lose.
So, well, yeah, I mean, it is a month-to-month service, right? So we have to earn your business. Now, like I said, the normal cost of the program is $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. If you add that up, that's $898. The reason it's priced that way is we are going to spend about that to get your business on the first page. Let me do this for you because I want you to make the informed decision here. I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page so you can see exactly what we're talking about here, what you're getting for your money.
I don't mind about the page. I want to know about the service. What's the name where I can see just like, you know, like the review for you?
Sure.
That's what I want.
Yeah. I'm sending you a link to the pricing page, and the one thing that I wanted you to see on there is our badge of authenticity. We are a Google Premier partner, and no one can get you on the first page faster than a Google partner. So I sent you a text message. It says, it's localsplash.com/pricing. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Okay.
Did you receive the text?
Yes, I received the text. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, great. Yeah, so like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. You'll be able to monitor your reviews, too, and you will have reviews all across the Internet. Like I said, we're creating 70 different directories for you. If you scroll down, we are going to change the 16 to 17 years. We're just waiting for December 17th, our official 17-year anniversary. About the middle of that page, it says Google Ads Partner. The colorful and recognizable Google logo is in a box that says Google Premier Partner. That's not just copy and paste it on there off the Internet. Click right on there, and it goes directly to google.com. Now, I'll read the voice verification for you, and like I said, if you have any questions, feel free to stop me, but it's pretty straightforward, okay?
Okay.
Give me a second here to set that up. Okay. Pierre, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you want that to appear online?
FNJ Douglas Inc.
You want the INC to be part of it, the Inc. It's a personal preference.
No, you're not.
Branding of the business.
It's up
gotcha.
To you.
I always say to leave it off. Inc. Co's and LLCs. I always say just to leave them off. So we've got FNJ Douglas then, and as we had previously discussed, it is the ampersand, the symbol for the word and not the word AND spelled out. And then Pierre, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Okay. Pierre Florent.
And you're the owner, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Florent, as the owner of F&J Douglas, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your company, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your business. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Pierre, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails too, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Florent, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to do very well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, anything new. We are already aware of the Yelp listing and that you might very well cancel that service. The reason we ask is all the content that we'll be creating for you. We certainly wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing for you. And equally or even more important is that we will, in fact, make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. Now, Mr. Florent, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Pierre, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll do that NAPW audit. We do it in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just good to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I'm providing, both to the setup fee and the subscription itself, with the website included, and, of course, with this being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 19th of November, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $398. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 19th of the month at the further discounted rate of just $299. And that $299, of course, is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which again means that it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, Pierre, an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind, and, of course, no lead generation fees whatsoever. In fact, my company will incur the hard costs of running the paid Google ads on behalf of your business. This does also include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, Mr. Florent, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which, as I mentioned, that does mean that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, since it is a month-to-month service and completely at will, that does, of course, mean that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it, too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. You can even pause the service seasonally if necessary by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Pierre, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Florent, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
And then that first payment, Pierre, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It's going to be... Visa.
And is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My name.
Your name. No middle initial on that particular card? Simply first and last name?
No. Just first and last.
Okay. And then, Mr. Florent, you said that was a Visa card. Pierre, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Yeah, it's a debit card, by the way. So it's
okay.
4482.
Mm-hmm.
3301.
Yes, sir.
1037.
Okay.
1119.
And then the expiration month and year?
1025.
You said 10 of 25, and then, Pierre, the last three digits on the back of that card?
676.
676. So 676. 76 on the back, and then October or 10 of 2025, the expiration date. And then, Mr. Florent, was the card itself 4482-3301, 10/37/11/19.
Yes, sir.
And then does that bill at the home address, the 19 Etna Street, 02724? Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
One second.
Sure. No problem. Let me know when you're ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. So, Pierre, that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one. Yeah, 635-6225. It actually says 877-63-LOCAL. So it's 877-635-6225, and then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And then you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email the support team directly 24/7. The email address is support@localsplash.com. And then if you email the support team, of course, they will follow up with you within that next business day. Now, you will receive all of that information by email as well as an additional invoice. You'll receive the invoice email, and there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. And you'll also receive that link by text message. Now, depending on who your phone carrier is, you might receive that text message even before you receive the email. When you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business here on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself does take about 25 or 30 minutes. I might even be able to get you through in about 10 or 15 minutes, get you scheduled for the 1 o'clock. They usually do like a little bit more preparation time. But other than that, there is a 4 o'clock. Would you be able to take a 25-minute phone call in about 10, 15 minutes, or would you prefer something between 4 and 5?
Yeah, we can do it.
You said you'd be available if they can do it, like, right
away?
Yeah,
I can do it. I mean, I'm driving public.
Oh, you are. Okay. Let me just give them a heads up. I want to make sure, because they usually request at least, you know, 20, 25 minutes before, and now we're just looking at about 5 or 10 minutes. But I'm going to request it, because I see the spot open. And then did you receive either the text message? Or the email?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So did you open up the text or did you open up the email?
I haven't opened it up yet.
Okay. Let me know when you do.
I opened it up. It says, please feel free to call.
You're saying
welcome if you have any questions. Oh, it's just a welcome thing, I guess.
Oh, that's the welcome. Yeah, you get two of them. One is a welcome email. The other one is the invoice email. So you should see a different email and also a text message.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet. Maybe because I'm on the phone.
I'm also sending you a calendar invite. There's not enough time for our automated system to send out the reminder email, which gets sent out an hour prior to the scheduled call. But since we're scheduling that call for right now, basically, you're not going to get that reminder email, but I'm sending you a calendar invite. It's really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, but it's actually got your username on it. It's going to say Local Splash, CIENG, which just stands for Client Interview in English. It's got your username on it, which is just your phone number, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, and then your name and then the phone number itself. Did you receive that other email?
Not yet.
Okay. So I'm just notating the system here so that my client interview technician will be able to give you a call in just a few minutes here. But I'd like to see if you don't mind staying on the line, if I can walk you through a couple of things here. Of course, if not, our technician can walk you through it too. But it is going to do a couple of things. It's going to allow us, of course, to do that NAPW audit, and of course to verify your Google listing, make sure you're an active business in the local area.
Can you give me 1 second?
Oh, sure. No problem.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Another person is telling me about speaking to the owner of the company.
So, Hello? I'm here. Do you have a preference for the services you provide? I know you do like AC install, duct repair. You look like you do boiler services, furnace repair.
Yeah, but the preference is duct install.
Mostly installs. But you'll do repairs too,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we do repairs. But our main thing is like, duct
list install. Okay. And then other services too. We'll get, like I said, very, very detailed about the different services that you want to be found for. And then, okay. So did you get the other email? I mean, you usually get the invoice email before you get the welcome email. That's odd, but you know. Going to be right now, the client interview that I'm scheduling. And then we are going to do that website for you.
Yeah. I didn't get it yet.
You didn't? Well, Our client interview technician is going to give you that follow-up call in just a few minutes here. You should receive it by then. It's pretty simple. We really just want you to confirm that you're the authorized holder of the card that we have on file, the one that's in your name, and then simply type in your first and last name in the box or copy and paste it. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. That would confuse the system there. And then we just want you to hit confirm signature on that, and our technician can walk you through it if you need a little help on that. You should get it certainly during that phone call. Again, it's going to take about 25, 30 minutes. It's probably going to get you in about 10 minutes or so, give them just a few minutes to prepare, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour there. You don't have to be in front of a computer, and like you said, you're not, which is perfectly fine. But I want to be the first to say welcome aboard. I mean, I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your company out there where people needing your services will be able to pick up the phone and call you. And, boy, I think you're going to be happy to save that. You're not spending $900 with them anymore. You'll just be saving $600 every month and getting more phone calls. So do you have a pretty good like a pipeline for hiring new employees? You're going to be able to ramp up your business and start getting more work, right?
Well, I have a couple of guys that they work for a restaurant company, but I have to prove them that they see that I'm busy because they have family.
Yes. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Well, we're looking forward to helping you grow your business, and of course, I know you're going to love the service and stay with it long term. But it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in just a few minutes here. But you have a wonderful rest of the day, Pierre and Mr. Flint. Right. You enjoy the weekend too.
Cool. Cool. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.